Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your practice and your study and your support and utilization of this resource, which is thousands of videos on this YouTube channel. Also, which I don't mention very often, but these videos are also on... oh my gosh, I always forget the name of that hosting site. It's a Bitcoin site. Why did I bring it up? Anyway, you can download the audio podcasts at the Buddhahood podcast, right? Wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget the website, threefoldlotus.com. Lots of free information there. And the ebooks linked through threefoldlotus.com. Of course, there's the bookstore, the mandala store. You know all about all that. We are in the midst of, or we've just started, let me plug in this, just having trouble getting going here this morning. Okay, everybody happy? All right. The Nichiren's Go-Shows I've selected from Nichiren's, you know, I've done all the Go-Sho. But sometimes when you're trying to study, there's certain aspects of Buddhism that you'd like to go to the Go-Sho and find out what Nichiren has to say about it, but that's not how they're titled, right? I mean, how the hell should I know what Letter to Jijobu is about, right? So when you're first starting to study, or even in later years as you've been practicing for a long time, you look at that compendium of Go-Sho from Nichiren and you think, I don't know which one to read. Should I just start at the beginning and go through them? And that's an arduous thing. So I've done that for you. All right. I have two playlists. One's Nichiren Go-Sho. The other one's Nichiren Go-Sho 2, T-O-O, because they're from different publishers, different organizations. Sometimes the translations are a little bit different. And some of the actual Go-Shos appear in one list and don't appear in the other. So I've tried to be as comprehensive as I can be, but at the same time, that's still, you know, you can go on the homepage of Threefold of this channel, the Threefold Lotus Kwun on YouTube, and use the search on the homepage, not the top search, but the search on the homepage, and you can look for certain keywords. And you'll get a result set. And even the result set sometimes is a lot of videos. But it narrows it down for you. So it helps you. But then I thought, you know, something I could do is take particular subjects, especially ones that are very meaningful to me, like the difference between mandala and gohonzon, which is so often mixed up in our world today of discussions on Nichiren's doctrine, the different groups and sects and so forth. Man, it's a mess. But it's very distinct. It's very clear if you follow the teachings of Buddhism throughout Shakyamuni's teachings, and especially in the Lotus teachings, yeah? And Nichiren does a good job of keeping these things separate. And yet the translations of the Go-Shos, the translators are influenced and they have their biases. And so they kind of muddy the waters. So what I thought I would do with certain subjects, like the Nichiren Letters to Women, which is an ebook you can purchase, download on threefoldlotus.com, is specifically letters that Nichiren addressed to women. Not that it's only about women. They're excellent Go-Shos covering a wide variety of what it is to practice Buddhism. There are some specific to women's questions and issues, which is amazing. But there's also a tone, right? Because Nichiren would sometimes write very theistic, or not theistic, thesis-based, come on, Sylvie, scholarly works that were a little bit dry and expected a lot of base of knowledge. And oftentimes in medieval Japan, the women were sequestered from that scholastic endeavor. So the tone of the letters to the women is much more general, which is good for us. Yeah. So I made a book and comprised of the letters to women that are though the same Gosho, but they're in a certain voice. I did that with the 3,000 realms. Now, admittedly, there's not a whole lot that's specific to the 3,000 realms, and yet everything includes the 3,000 realms in some form. So I had to make a decision. And I thought, since the 3,000 realms is such a linchpin of Buddhist understanding, that I would just pick out a handful of Goshos and add my own scholastic endeavors and understanding into a small book that would just kind of nail this down and at least give you a good starting point from which to then apply this understanding of the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment of life in all of the teachings for yourself. But here's another book collection that, if you're curious about that, here's some pinpointed words from Nichiren. Another book was The Profound Meaning of the Daimoku. Yeah? That book, also an ebook, which you can get a print version of. But those, a collection, and you wouldn't know it by the title, but a collection of Gosho, where Nichiren addresses specifically, what does Myo mean? What does Renge mean? What does the Daimoku mean? Right? So rather than searching through reams of Gosho or reams of videos on the Gosho, there's a compendium, which there's a playlist for. So the book is print, it's ebook, and it's a playlist that you can view and listen to, as well as, not sure, you should be able to look them up by subject matter on the audio podcast site as well. I haven't played a lot with that, so you let me know if that's a functionality there. But there's, 900 podcasts so far, just about, on that station. So, if you have an idea on, it's my plea to you, on another, like, this is the question I always have about Buddhism. This, maybe it's karma, I hesitate to say it, but what does Nichiren have to say specifically about karma? Well, I haven't done that yet, but maybe that's worth an endeavor. I'll research that today if my feeble mind will remember to do it. And perhaps that will result in a book, a collection of thoughts on karma from Nichiren. Maybe let me know. Would you? Is that worthwhile doing? Or everybody knows. I don't know. Let me know. So right now, we're in the Nichiren on Mandala and Gohonzon. And I titled it that way because Mandala and Gohonzon, two different things. Very, very different things. And so I collected several Gosho. And we're going to read through them like we just did in the last video and identify in the language of Nichiren, although it's a translation, we can still see evidence of Nichiren's compartmentalization. Wow, said it. Of these two very different things. Okay? This next is very short. It's called On Upholding a Resolute Mind in the Gohonzon. Now, you may have heard that translated by very Western-influenced authors as on keeping, dare I say the word, faith in Gohonzon. But I've translated that to resolute mind or resolve in Gohonzon. So whatever word you choose, be aware that we're not talking about some belief, some amorphous cloud of belief and waiting to be imbued by this thing called Gohonzon. That's not Buddhism. The point is, And the reason the title I chose is on upholding a resolute mind in Gohonzon is twofold. Keeping a resolute mind is on you. It's nobody, nothing else is imposing or bequeathing to you. This is your endeavor to have a resolute mind. Yeah? Makes sense. And it slips right into a resolute mind in the Gohonzon. Because what is the Gohonzon? It's a mindful knowing, a gateway of the mind's understanding opening up to the experience, the totality of the engine of life, Buddhahood. That's Gohonzon. It's a mental construct, if you will. And it's a construct only because we are constructors. We are in samsara, and our mind constructs constantly. That's how we identify. We construct our sense of ego, self, I, in relation to our environment. And so we identify our environment obsessively in order to identify, reflect, indicate, parameterize our being, our self within it as another identified thing. Which you must understand this, because this is the crux of Buddhism. This is what Shakyamuni pointed out, is what causes our anxieties and our stress, our, quote, suffering. Because we're constantly managing that incredible database, what I call the warehouse of ego, the warehouse of selfness. But the aha moment, the renge, that occurs when we invoke, awaken through our Gohonzon understanding of the world and the engine of life, we can experience everything in the moment as it's occurring without the identifying web, the warehouse, the past, the dragging along. Just right now, look at all of this happening. How am I moving into the future? Because we are momentum, right? The kinetics of our life is just energy moving, creating time-space as we go. If I can experience from that vantage point life happening now, then all of that warehouse, it just sort of falls away into an echo. And now I'm free. I'm liberated from all that warehouse of stuff and identity. And I can experience everything brand new, fresh, now, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment. Holy my, this is just an incredible thing, this engine of life. This process, I'm one with the stars, with you, with everything. It's everything is happening. I'm not dragging along. Yeah, but I've got all this stuff. That's who I am. No, it's not who you are. Who you are is what's happening right now. Who you are being. It's hard to imagine seeing, experiencing life from that vantage point. And when you do, it's jarring. You see it, you be it, you are in it. That's renge. Just like the lotus blossom. Suddenly aware, awakening, enlightenment. That's what all this language is about. And in order to perceive that, you have to be determined, don't you? You can't just sit around and wait for the mailman to come, or the male woman, or the male insert pronoun. I don't care what you call it. But nothing is going to deliver this aha moment to you. It takes your effort, your focused, determined mind, resolve, resolute mind. Right? Not belief in some mystical, magical, oh, thank you, I am now awakened. No, it's your effort, right? Like anything in life. Right? You see some endeavor that you appreciate and you wish you could do. No one is going to do it for you. You want to build muscle? You got to do it. You want to be a track star? You got to run. You want to learn how to cook meals? Well, you got to get in the kitchen. Teach yourself, right? Same with enlightenment. You want to experience life without stress, anxiety, and fully express your potential? Well, who's going to do that for you? And this is what Shakyamuni says, by the way, you're all innately doing it without knowing it. And because you don't know it, you allow yourself to get entrapped in the web of identification. That's why you suffer. If you just wake up your mind, work on exercising your gohonzon mind, you will constantly be referring to Buddha-ness. What a wonderful life. Same life, same stuff, but you experience it completely differently. That's a very contemporary, pragmatic thing. It's not, you know, after you die. The whole thing about incarnation is, Shakyamuni was revulsed by that. He was surrounded by it, right? In India. He thought, what incredible foolishness. He didn't even want to talk about it because it was so childish, magical. A lot of people didn't like him for that. We like our magic, thank you very much. Yeah. So here it is, just analyzing the title of this brief Gosho. If you really understand how Buddhism works, that's very powerful. So let's just read it. It's very short. I have received the various articles that you so kindly sent. So often, Nichiren always starts out a conversation with a thank you. Yeah? Now, this is important. He says, I am entrusting you with a mandala of Gohonzon for the protection of your young child. This mandala of Gohonzon is the essence of the Lotus Sutra and the eye of all the teachings, says scriptures here. Again, that cultural bias. It is like the sun and the moon in the heavens, a great ruler on earth, the heart in a human being, the wish-granting jewel among treasures, and the pillar of a house. So in this translation, reading through that, you could see it's already confusing, isn't it? What is he talking about? He's talking about the power of Gohonzon, the enlightenment, the Buddhahood. It's the foundation of all life. It is the engine of life. The mandala is just a tool. It's a mandala of the idea, the concept of Gohonzon, which it itself is the heart of the Lotus teachings. So don't muddy that up. The mandala is Nichiren's insight, his crystallization of the fundamental concepts in all of the Lotus teachings, all of the chapters, the introductory, the end, especially the lifespan, right? Because the lifespan talks about what? The 3,000 realms in a single thought moment. That is the action of the Gohonzon in the mind, the samsaric mind. This is the key. And this mandala, this is a picture I've created for you of those concepts. I've distilled it into these core concepts of Shakyamuni's teachings. Not the picture of Shakyamuni or of me. No idolatry here. No magical invocation. This is a focal point. Remember, remember the sutra. Remember these teachings, these personages that reflect this entire corpus of teachings. Conceptually, the core of it, right in the middle. Namu myoho renge kyo. Now I'm here to invoke my Buddhahood. Namu myoho renge kyo. When you chant and you focus on that, myoho characters, the rest of this mandala will just fade into background to support this central treasure tower. For your mind to perceive it and reflect this experience in your mind, this Gohonzon experience. Experience of what? Buddha-ness. This is the mechanism he's always talking about, yeah? Second paragraph. When we have this mandala with us, now he's talking about that, the mandala, is a rule that all the Buddhas and deities will gather round and watch over us, protecting us like a shadow day and night. Just as warriors guard their ruler, as parents love their children, as fish rely on water, as trees and grasses crave rain, and as birds depend on trees, you must trust in it with all your heart. You remember that old saying? Give a man a fish, feed him for the day. Teach a man how to fish, feed him for a lifetime. Do you understand that concept? This is what Nichiren is saying about this mandala. If you understand how to use this mandala, this fishing pole, you will feed your Gohonzon mind for the rest of your life. If you take care of, respect, house, protect this tool, mandala, what you will summon in your life, in your heart, in your mind, the respect, the protection, will transcend this scroll. What's happening is you're traversing your mental awareness, respect, and aim, resolve, not about this tool, about what this tool achieves for you, your Buddha-ness. Do you see? This is the samsaric conundrum inverted through this method, the lotus method of enlightenment. We are samsaric beings. No matter how hard we try, and so all of those ideas about stopping the mind, stop thinking, it's just ridiculousness. The mind is here to database, to qualify, to experience, to like a Pac-Man, it's constantly identifying. So why fight it? Use it. Use that mind of identification and turn it in on itself. Wow, nobody's ever thought of that before. Right. So here it is, the maximal, the most condensed form of focus for your mind to go ahead and dig. But as it digs, it invokes the digger and then digness in its entirety. And I can use that and I can go further to dignity for life, all life. The process of life itself, the engine of life. Yeah, when you go from that moment of identifying like Pac-Man to piercing this Gohonzon of awareness, of Buddha-ness, tell me that's not an aha moment. It's jarring. Renge. Right? It's like leaving a compression chamber and suddenly be free, no pressure. Wow. That's enlightenment. That's awakening, yes? And here it is, this tool. I'm giving you this tool so that you can use it samsarically to pierce this veil of delusion and experience your life completely. Buddha. This is what he means when he says, fish rely on water. Do fish carry water around with them all the time? No, they're in it. But just like humans, when you're in it, you don't think about it. You just, yum, 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 yum. Right? But what if a fish, a goldfish, while swimming around, suddenly became aware that water was this whole other thing, that it was mostly made of this water. It wasn't just using it. It wasn't just air, right? With my deep respect, Nichiren, to the lay nun, Myoshin. Again, a letter to a woman. And so I submit to you a much more relatable for the average layperson to understand the function of this mandala. He's not handing her gohanzan. Really, really get this. He's talking about the mandala of gohanzan. He's talking about the gohanzan in the first paragraph. In the second paragraph, he's saying, here's the tool. Here's the mandala. Treat it with all the reverence and respect and protection that you care for your own enlightenment. This is your mandala. This is your talisman. This is your thing to help remind you, to help focus you. And it itself doesn't represent anything else. It's not a person. It's not even a philosophy. It is enlightenment itself in your mind, not the scroll, not this is the focal point, a mirror, as he calls it, to your fundamental existence, moment to moment to moment to moment. That's a pretty important mirror, right? What if you own, let's say you're a carpenter, what if you owned a hammer that whenever you hit it, it would cut and trim every piece of lumber, drywall, screw, shingle, just bam, boom, house. How valuable would that hammer be? That hammer wouldn't even be a hammer anymore, would it? It would be the very expression of the entire building. With one, bam, boom. Right? Think of this mandala that way. This mandala of the entirety is like the hammer that with one strike builds the entire apartment building, house, store, whatever you want to build. When you have it in mind, bam, boom, there it is. Does that make sense? I don't care if you want to dissect the analogy. What I mean is, do you understand? The mandala is one thing. The gohanzan is the goal, the aim. That which we are trying to open, experience, be within and embrace at the same time. Right? Namo Myoho Gekyo. Thank you for listening. We will go. What's the next one? Are you curious? I'm curious. What's the next one? On attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. I know that's a meaty one, but we'll start that one in the next one. In the meantime, please help support and expand this Sangha by liking, subscribing mainly. If you want to use the notifications bell, that's up to you. I do this as often as I can, once or twice a day. So there's always going to be fresh material. There's so much here. You could spend years going through it all. make use of the website. A lot of free information there. PDFs you can download, some links to the bookstore. And I'm really excited about this new ebooks page, which you can only find on threefoldlotus.com. So you guys don't have to worry about shipping and all of that. Our Sangha is worldwide, by the way, I will remind you, which is exciting, isn't it? So take care of your health. Keep practicing. Keep supporting patrons, those of you on Patreon and through PayPal. Namo Myoho Rengekyo. Thank you so much. All of you, take care of your health. Keep your practice strong. And we'll talk again in the next one, yeah? All right. Bye for now.